I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. We'll see a partly sunny sky otherwise and a high near 87 degrees. Governor Bruce Rauner continues to drum up opposition to a Democratic school funding plan, and he's touting how much more money districts could receive under his version of the plan. Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes reached out to the governor's biggest winner.
Under the Democrats' plan, Senate Bill 1, the Northwest Suburban District of Elgin would gain about $15 million. But if lawmakers uphold the governor's amendatory veto, Elgin would see almost twice that much. So Elgin's CEO, Tony Sanders, must be rooting for Rauner's plan, right? Wrong.
Because it's one-year money. The other changes cause me significant concerns about future years. They're asking me to take an additional $12 million under the veto to take those dollars in exchange for uncertainty in future years.
Rauner's veto strips out adjustments for inflation, for higher salaries in suburbs like Elgin, and will penalize districts with declining enrollment. Sanders says in the long term, his district could lose more than it gains. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Law enforcement agencies across the region are getting ready to keep public safety a top priority ahead of the weekend influx of eclipse visitors. Union County Sheriff Scott Harville says cooperation with neighbors, particularly Jackson County, is important.
Of course, they border us, so we share some common areas. So like Cedar Lake would be one of them. It's just outside of our county, but part of that on the northern end of the county, the lake bays come back in close to our county line. So yeah, we would be helping with that or any other assistance, and likewise they would do the same for us.
Harville says none of his officers are allowed to take vacation this weekend or on Monday. He says it'll be all hands on deck. Many other law enforcement agencies are reporting the same. A 17-year-old has been convicted of fatally punching a Southern Illinois high school senior during a party last spring. A Clinton County judge announced the verdict yesterday. It convicts the boy of involuntary manslaughter for the April 23rd death of 18-year-old Jacob Arter of Breeze. The Belleville News-Democrat reports the fight happened at a rural clubhouse where roughly 100 high school and college students had gathered. The juvenile told police he feared for his life when he punched Arter, but a witness testified that Arter didn't want anything to do with a fight and didn't even raise his hands. The 17-year-old was allowed to remain under house arrest until his sentencing. That's scheduled for October 5th. The president of the University of Southern Indiana has announced plans to retire. The university announced Tuesday that Linda Bennett will retire next June after 9 years as president and 15 in total with the public Evansville-based school. Bennett says she turns 65 in December, and that's a good time to think about what she calls the next chapter in her life. We're going to see a partly sunny sky today with a chance of showers and storms, high 87.